Now, did ROTC help train you for the National Guard, or did it not have anything to do with it?
Well, it kind of paved the way. I was in ROTC not for the training. I was in that because I wanted to be in some extracurricular activity. And at the time, when I was in 11th grade, I had went out for the football team. But the doctor said my eye was in such a shape that if I got hit on the head, it might affect it.
Oh,
so
really?
He would rather I shouldn't play football right then, wait till the next year. So after those first two games, I quit and I got in ROTC. And then I liked it.
Is that where you learned how to shoot?
Yeah. Well, I had already picked up on shooting BB guns and things like that and small rifles, like 22. But then after I got into ROTC, I learned what it takes to hit my target. Hit it on a specific spot.
What does ROTC stand for?
Reserve Officers Training Corps.
Okay. Did you come out of that with a rank?
Yeah.
What?
DLC.
Really?
Yeah, I got kicked out.
What'd you do?
Oh, we jumped on Satsuma.
On who?
Satsuma School.
Oh, yes.
Like, say, I was the handball captain.
Mm.
And we had Satsuma whooped us in everything we did. And we had this handball team. And our SAI, he was the senior army instructor, he envied Satsuma. You know, he
wanted you to be like them?
Yeah, he would rather have been at Satsuma than been at Tobinville. So they had beat us at everything. So we just had said we were going to whoop them at handball. Because we had the best football team, but we never played them. Flag football, but we never had a chance to play them. So we had said at the beginning of the season, if we don't whoop nobody, we're going to whoop Satsuma.
All right.
Okay, we had them about 17-6, I think. And
17-6?
Yeah. And then our own SAI started cheating against us, you know?
Are you kidding?
No, he started cheating. Like saying they would knock the ball out of bounds, he'd give it right back to them. He said that's sportsmanship. They behind and all. But now if you keep giving the ball, we never
get ahead.
Right. So they got up to about 17-12. And the way you play handball, you got an area about big as this desk. And the goalie, he can't never come outside that area.
Okay.
And one of my players, he went in for a shot, and the goalie came out and jumped up in the air and fell all over.
And that's illegal, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you got all, because you don't know supposed to leave your feet anyway, unless you're making a shot. When you're jumping inside that area, the goalie can't leave his feet.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and the man he jumped on got into an argument because the goalie was a big fella, and he was kind of a fragile dude. And they got into a little argument, and that was one of my best players, too, and he took him out. And so I was the captain, so I was going to replace him. I was on the sideline. I was going to replace him. He told me that my temper was too bad, that I couldn't go in and replace him. Okay, then so that made my my wingman on the other side get hot, because we didn't have nobody to replace that man but somebody that was inexperienced. So he snatched him out the game. And I told him that if he going to snatch everybody out the game that know how to play, he might as well gone forfeit, you know, gone get
really?
Him.
Might as well.
Yeah, and he got hot, and then one of the first year cadets said something. He said something smart to the senior army instructor from Satsuma, and he slapped at him.
Mm.
And the little dude slapped him back. And so they got in a tussle, and the little dude ran. So he told me that since I was the commanding officer, I should go get him. And I told him that that's between that man and that dude, because that's after school. And I said, now, if they want to get into it, they can come on into it. So one of the dudes from Satsuma found a limb somewhere, and he came back over there talking about they'll do something about all that. So we got to fighting out there. And then when they got ready to leave, we ran them. We got to fighting, and then we ran them till they called. And when they were leaving their car, we got some rocks and sticks, anything we find, and we bricked them out the parking lot. And the next day, he told me that was conduct on becoming an officer, and that I would have to be reduced to a lieutenant. And I told him that I wasn't going to take that. He said, well, he'll see what he can do about it, about me not taking that. So he couldn't bust me no further than lieutenant. So he went down there to the commander downtown. He was the head over Mobile County, ROTC.